Now,
the rest of the story. Miss C.A. Moore. Call her Amy. An intense, strong-willed young lady, hard-headed, her parents so often said. With her natural tenacity, Amy should have succeeded brilliantly at life. Instead, she was destined for unhappiness. The reason was two failed marriages, and the culprit in both cases was alcohol. Booze cost Amy her first husband and her second. This is the rest of the story. Amy was not quite 19 when a handsome young man knocked at her parents' door, Dr. Charles Gloyd, physician, also a linguist and a scholar, a newcomer to Belton, Missouri. He asked if Amy's folks would mind taking in a boarder. They were delighted. That is, in the beginning, they were delighted. For it was as a captain in the uncivil war that Dr. Gloyd began drinking heavily. The war stopped, the doctor's drinking did not. Amy's mother and dad often heard him stumbling in late at night. Amy never heard, or perhaps refused to hear, for you see, Amy was falling in love with the stranger. And worse still, so was Dr. Gloyd falling in love with her. Forbidden to be alone in the same room together, the sweethearts were driven to subterfuge, to secret love notes and clandestine meetings. And the more her parents objected, the more determined Amy became to pursue the romance. And so it was November 21, 1867, that Amy and Dr. Gloyd were married. And wouldn't you know, the groom arrived for the ceremony, drunk. Stubborn Amy clung to the hope that her love might reform her beloved. They moved to the town of Holden in Johnson County. Charles tried to establish a medical practice there, and yet, whenever prospective patients came calling, the doctor was usually out pouring it in or in sleeping it off. Now also, in his ever-infrequent hours of sobriety, Charles was changing. He was growing moody and distant, eventually outright cold, and the worst was yet to come. Amy was pregnant. And thus did she become a living caricature of the drunkard's wife, a pathetic, malnourished creature, roaming the chilly streets with a tattered shawl clutched at her bosom. Timidly venturing into dark hangouts, Amy begged the barkeeps to stop selling to her husband, and more often than not, they would laugh at her. At home, she wept incessantly and waited and wondered what kind of a world this was to be into which she would soon bring her child. Well, Amy's father rescued her just in time and took her back home to Belton, where she gave birth to a baby girl. The infant's own daddy was dead of his excesses less than a year later. I wish there were some sort of happy ending to relate. Amy did marry again a minister named David. Although, as you'll recall, I mentioned that booze broke up that relationship also. More precisely, it was Amy's bitterness about booze. For Pastor David was himself a teetotaler, and simply could not get used to his wife's harping on the issue, her constant crusading against demon rum. And finally, when her vendetta took her too far from the home fires, the clergyman divorced her. The grounds, desertion. History tells us of a tall, powerful woman who spent much of her life devastating saloons with a hatchet. Her raids became world-renowned. She, Carrie Amelia Moore, naturally used the name of her second husband, Pastor David Nation. All your life you've heard of the name of Carrie Nation. Well, now you know the rest of the story.